Hey guys, it's Micah. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe, follow, like, share, leave a review, all that jazz. The support and love are greatly appreciated. And welcome to Micah on the Mic. So today I have with me my sister, and this is one of the first episodes we've done in person besides with Kevin, which is my fiance. So this is exciting because I am at location at her house, and we're going to talk about something that we've talked about on a sister level before, but we want to do it on like a podcast level. And it's about being the quote-unquote misfit, having those misfit feelings, and our own perspective on it. Because it's funny, my sister Chelsea, you'll hear her in a minute, she has talked to me about how she's wanted to get a tattoo, implementing her feelings on being the, like I said, quote-unquote misfit in our family. So when she talked to me about that, that was like, how many years ago was that?
That actually was just last year.
Was it?
Yeah, that was when I like first started thinking about it. It was either last year, if not the beginning of this year. Because strangely enough, what made me think about it was going to see Mike and Rudolph, shout out to Mike, and seeing them, you know, perform, you know, that song in the claymation, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what brought that on and made me just think about how I've kind of always felt, but putting a name to it, that in a name that I thought was a positive one. Like, I didn't see it as like a negative name to what I've felt, you know, for a while. It was a way to put a positive name, in my opinion, to like how I have been feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of, yeah, where that came from. Kind of a personal thing that like made me really think about it. I'd say like a more recent personable thing that happened. When you were pregnant and Veronica was pregnant,
mm-hmm.
therefore Jeremy,
that's our sister-in-law,
yes,
by the way. I have not spoke of her.
Veronica is our sister-in-law. When you guys were both pregnant, so you know, that means, you know, Jeremy's pregnant, you're pregnant, Mike was getting leads in shows, and we were in our family group text. And my mom sent a picture of my old car, the Cube. She sent it. It was like a time hop that popped up on her
phone. I remember this.
And she sent it in the group text. And like everybody, their response is that, you know, like everybody in our group text consists of my two brothers, Veronica, us two, and then my parents, and then Josh and Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our immediate family, just for anyone listening. Those are our immediate family members.
Yeah.
That's our core group. So that's who's in our group text. So when she sent the time hop picture of the car, like everyone's reactions was just kind of confused as to like why she sent it. Like it was like, oh, like is Chelsea getting a new car or something? Or like, what's the point of sending it? And my mom commented back and was like, no, you know, I was just sharing a memory. And I actually, like, I didn't even respond in the group text. And I actually texted my mom separate. And I was like, thanks for keeping me relevant, mommy. Like, I love you. And she was like, yeah, I was just sharing a memory. And I'm like, that was one of my more, like, recent experiences that kind of goes back to me, like, having always felt like a misfit.
Because
mm-hmm. it was just like, everybody had something going on. And everybody was, you know, having all these exciting things happen. And it's just like, I don't really got nothing going on. I mean, I don't think anything negative about my life because I don't have these milestones happening right now.
But
in that moment, it was just like, well, like, damn. Like, yeah, thank you for keeping me relevant, mommy, when I don't have these exciting, you know, monumental things happening and there's really nothing going on with me, but all of my siblings have something that's pulling that excitement from everywhere else. Not even
exactly.
Just them. It's they're getting that recognition from those family members.
Which is understandable.
It's like pregnancy, you know, Mike's doing his thing. Like, definitely recognition all the way. I'm going to, you know, we'll just with him. I'm going to be right there with him. But it was just that moment where it was like, yeah, like, I mean, I don't have nothing going on. Not that I was trying to push for something anyways, but it was just one of those moments that did bring up that misfit feeling. And then just, like how you said, like, we had the conversation when I first brought it up to you about the tattoo that I wanted to get. And I said, like, you know, throughout my life, like, I've always felt like there was just, like, nothing that I just loved and was so passionate about. But, like, with Jeremy, you know, his shoes and
that's our older brother.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Jeremy's our oldest brother. With his, you know, the shoes and his, like, his line and all that, like, all those things he's been doing, that's been him his whole life. Like, that's what he's been passionate about. Like, with Mike, not his whole life, but majority of his life, like, the music thing. Been super passionate, like, this is what I'm going to do, point blank, period. This is what I love. With you, like, I think just, like, the fitness, healthy, inspirational, just, like, being that motivator, not just mm-hmm. for yourself, but others around you. That's, like, your passion. People mm-hmm. think that's just, like, a natural skill for you, but I think what they don't know is, like, that's your passion. That's what drives you, is being, you know, that positive energy and emoting that to other people and mm-hmm. showing them, you know, you can make it through adversity or whatever, like, anything you've been through, like, you can push through it with just you. Like, you are enough.
And yes, that's
just
so that they know that they're enough.
Yeah, and that's, like, what you emote, and that's what you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, me, I've just never, and I still, even, you know, 28, going on 29, I still don't have anything that I'm just like, oh, my God, like, this is what I love to do, and this is what I'm going to do forever, and, oh, I'm so passionate about this. Like,
and
I
you've had still, your yeah, I've waves. Had,
and that's the thing, like, mm-hmm. that's another thing. It's just, like, with me, like, it's like you said, like, waves. Like, it's, like, little spurts where it's, like, ooh, this is what I really love. And then, like, that goes away, and it's, like, well, moving on. Like, I'm not going to mm-hmm. keep doing it. Like, I loved it in the moment, but now that it's gone, like, it's time to move on to something else.
Yeah.
And I've just never had that thing that I could, you know, grasp and hold on to and just see that in the future. Like the only thing that I've ever known for myself is that I was going to make money.
Yeah. That,
if anything I'm passionate about is that,
money.
Is money. And that's only because of the lifestyle I've always wanted for, you know, myself and the family that I eventually have outside of my professional life. So, like, the only thing that I can say, like, that I hold on to and refuse to let go of is the lifestyle that I want mm-hmm. outside of work. When I, you know, I've had conversations with that with people, and, you know, they say it, see it so negatively, because I'm like, you know, I'm chasing the dollar because of that vision that I see for myself.
That's why because of their perspective, yeah, and the people, life they've, yeah, surrounded, like, themselves people, with. Yeah.
When I've, you know, when I've said that, I've had people say, like, well, you know, you don't want to just be chasing the money. Like, you want to find something you love to do. And it's like, that's the thing. I love to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and people look at it so negatively. And so it's made me feel like, well, I guess that's just not something that I can be passionate about. So then it puts me back
only
into
because
that.
Of what people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that so it's should, like those. Yeah. Perceptions I end up taking on, like, well, then I guess that isn't something that I'm passionate about. So then it puts me back into that misfit feeling where it's like, well, yeah, then I don't have anything that, like, I love to do or I'm gonna do or whatever, or that I'm passionate about
just because I'm not at the standard, yeah, that everybody, yeah, else,
like,
is pushing.
I don't have
on
that one mm-hmm. thing that keeps me going and keeps me pushing, or that I could do day in and day out. It's like everybody has that idea in their head that that's what it is, like. But that's just not me, and that's what makes me go back into that, well,
misfit mentality.
I'm that misfit mm-hmm. then in my family, because I'm the only one like this, where it's just like I don't have that thing that, like, somebody, you know, they don't know Jeremy. They're gonna be like, oh, he's the one, you know, that does the shoes. They don't know Mike. Oh, he does musicals, right? Yeah, they don't know Micah. She's into fitness. She does the fitness stuff, right? Yeah, they don't know Chelsea.
I disagree, see?
And
because,
see,
like,
that's
where,
that
no, and that's why
in.
We are having this talk, yeah, because listening to you, this is where perspective is so pure, mm-hmm. and we are all unique, and this is where I definitely struggle a little, especially my relationship with Kevin, where we need to understand that how I feel something has been said or seen mm-hmm. or heard is not exactly how you have thought it to be seen, heard, or said. So my perspective of misfit, I see it as, because I have that feeling too sometimes, and I see it as that person that is kind of a shell of themselves in the way of, I don't think I have as many people to talk to as I wish I did. Even outside of just myself mm-hmm. and Kevin. That's my misfit mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Because I sometimes feel like the odd one out, because I don't feel like I can talk to certain people about certain things without feeling a certain judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And family-wise, since we kind of gave people a quick family tree, when it comes to the misfit mentality too, it does come when it comes to the sibling side. It's so, you talking about me, and I've always, you're my best friend. Like, I've always seen you as my closest confidant in life, period, point blank, like next to Kev, 100%. Mm-hmm. When it comes to like the misfit mentality, I feel a disconnect when it comes to our parents sometimes because that misfit mentality. Mm-hmm. I do feel a little disconnect because I am very strong-willed. I am a control freak. Mm-hmm. I am free-spirited. I speak my mind at pretty much any given moment, which we all do. But I do it in a way that I get sometimes comes off.
It's a way that you're more so worried about getting your point across than how it's going to, you know,
make the other person feel. Yes, because
I'm here to make my point.
Yes, because I've sat there.
I can't worry about your feelings right now.
And I've sat there and told myself, especially being in retail, I don't have time to let that person taint my aura.
And I think with a misfit, what's nice about all words to me is the open door for perception. Every word's going to mean something different to everyone.
Yeah.
So to me, there is no one that has never felt like a misfit in some way, whether it be family, professionally, you know, in your relationship, at your, you know, at school, at work, like whatever. Like, there's never been a person that didn't ever have that moment where it was like, I just don't fit here.
Yeah.
I'm just too different. I don't have what everybody else has. It sucks that, you know, people have those mentalities, but that's how the world has shaped us.
Yep.
I'll meet many of people who, you know, I don't care about what anybody else has. I'm not in competition with this person and that person.
But subconsciously.
But yeah, it's like, and you know, everybody can talk a big talk, but at one point in your life, you were.
Mm-hmm.
You were. Despite whether or not you want to admit to the world that there was a moment that you wished you had what they had.
Whether it be your siblings or a friend or a stranger.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
You wished something was different. You wanted something more that you just couldn't grasp yourself because you saw somebody else had it. It's not about being jealous or being envious.
It's owning up to the fact that you had that thought. That
you felt like what you had, it just wasn't enough. It didn't fit in society, or it didn't fit in your family, or in your, you know, your relationship, whatever. Like, it didn't fit. Like, everybody has that moment. And that's why, you know, that's why I don't think when I say, like, I feel like a misfit in my family, even how I describe it, I don't think of it as a negative thing.
No. Nope.
Like, my parents have told me my whole life, like, Chelsea, you're different.
Mm-hmm.
You're different than any of your siblings. And I am. I have similar qualities, obviously. We all cut from the same cloth. But there are things about me that's nothing like any of my siblings. Whereas I can see little pieces of each other within you, within Mike, within Jeremy. Y'all are so similar. And I think that has to do with the fact y'all are born in June.
I was about to say, we're all Geminis.
You all born in June and y'all Geminis. And you can just see those qualities where it's like, man, like, I'll talk to Mike and it feels like I'm talking to Jeremy. Mm. Or like the other day when we went and saw them, it was so scary to feel like Mike was there.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there talking to Mike.
I feel like that with myself and Marisi. Yeah, Marisi, like, has some Mike qualities.
Oh,
and
she's going to.
Insane.
And that's the thing. Like, it's like, you guys are so similar, and I'm just different. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it has a lot to do with y'all all born in June. Y'all going to be real similar. Like, and I think 13, it also has 15, to do with the 18. Fact that, like, somebody had to get more Brinley and Grundy and Leslie.
And that was you.
And that was me. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's how I've always felt. I got a little more mommy. Y'all got a lot more of them Salies, which, you know, more power to you. As I get older, I get more Salie.
Yes.
You know, I know to stand my ground.
Yes.
I need to, you know, I know to speak my mind and not hold back and, you it's know, like do it respectfully, but hey, you gonna hear it.
Right. I prayed this on to myself. Like, the way that I am, I tried so hard not to be like a silly. Like, I stopped hanging out around them.
Yeah, but it's just
a
part of you and something it is. That you can't escape.
And I love and appreciate it more than I could ever imagine.
Yeah, it makes
you have no idea.
It makes you strong.
It does.
It does. Like, people, you know, everyone's proud, you know, of, you know, their family and that name they carry. But, you know, there's not a lot of people like Celeste out there. It's an interesting group. It's a strong group. And it's a tough group. Mm-hmm. It's a tough mm-hmm. group to come and be a part of and be included in. But
we're fighters.
You know, the best of the best have been brought in. And, you know, we love them. You know, those extras that we have brought in amongst our lives. You know, I got Josh. You got Kev. V, of course.
Right.
Love her. You know, hopefully, you know, Maria.
Y'all taking on a lot.
You know, we love her as well. You know, you take on a lot when you come into the clan of Celeste. But that's the thing. It's like even extending it past our immediate group, you know, it still is like, I'm so different.
Yeah.
But what's wrong with that? You know, when I talk to my parents, you know, because, you know, mommy's like, Micah said you're going to get a tattoo of a misfit, and that just hurt my feelings. And I'm like, why did it hurt your feelings? What are you talking about? She's like, she just explained it to me, why you want to get it.
And see, this is, I'm going to definitely say, I should have just not even tried to explain it.
I was like, well, it's not a negative thing. And she's like, you're not a misfit. And I'm like, let me explain it to you. And so I'm sitting there explaining it to mommy and daddy, and I came out of that conversation feeling really great because my dad was like, you know what, Chelsea? You're not like your siblings. You're not. Like, you're just not. But you know how much you are like me? And I really had to sit back and think. When my dad was 16, 17, he didn't want to be no manager at a shipping company. He wanted to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to make money.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to provide and have a life outside of work that he could do with what he wanted to.
That's my dad.
And guess what? I felt what he said, and I said, you know what? I'm not a misfit in this family.
I'm a Celeste.
I'm like my dad. Like, yeah. I may not be like my siblings, but I'm like somebody. And I'm like my dad, and I'm proud to be. You know, I'm proud to have those qualities where you just push yourself and push yourself till it's just like, I'm never going to stop until my life is, you know, what I want it to be.
Yeah.
And I feel like
we work hard for what we want.
Yeah, I feel like that's what he's always done. You know, what he still does. You know, he's still working. You know, mm-hmm. he wanted
60.
To.
60.
Yeah, it's like he wanted to retire when he turned 60. You know, he's
not 60 no more.
But guess what? He didn't say, you know, well, this is what I want to do. Is say, you know, I'm not done.
Mm-hmm.
We still got work to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel like I am, where it's like, I'm going to push myself and push myself. People wonder, you know, during the pandemic, it's a lot easier. But a lot of people don't know, like, I have two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I go to work 8 hours a day. And then I go to work 4 or 5 hours at night. And people always ask me, like, how do you do that? Like, why are you doing that? And I'm like, because I'm chasing a lifestyle, y'all.
Yes.
That's what people don't understand. It's like, aren't you tired? Yeah, I'm exhausted. But guess what? The outcome is going to be so much better than this loss of sleep.
Thank you. I won't even know what exhaustion is because it's going to be a thought.
When I'm laying on the beach somewhere, enjoying my life, my family. You know, like, I'm that person who...
Exhaustion is what you make it.
Yeah, it's like, is it worth it to you, though? And to me, it is. People tell me all the time, well, Chelsea, don't burn yourself out.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
Please explain.
Burn myself out how? What's going to burn me out is if I give up on this dream I got.
Thank you.
Period.
Thank you.
Because then I'm settling for a lifestyle that I've never wanted.
Nope.
Never. Like, people...
Because why?
Yeah, it's just like, there's no one thing that's like, this is what I want to be doing. You know what I want to be doing? It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I literally don't care. You gonna offer me a job that pays well, I'm gonna excel at the job because that's what I do. But I'm chasing this lifestyle. I'm chasing something outside of my work where other people are so focused on that job that they want. I don't care because I'm focused on outside of work.
And that is okay.
Yeah,
because like you just said, yeah. I'm that opposite person where you're my job, yes, and that's that where you guys have finally... My family has finally gotten to the place where they get that,
mm-hmm.
where it's not about the money. If the money's there,
great.
Yes, I am
That's
so
a bonus
game.
Almost for you.
Thank you. That's such a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
I am so protective of my mind
mm-hmm.
and my
your energy
aura. And my energy
the vibes
that it
around you.
Yes, it is very important for me to make sure that I'm enjoying it, that it's positive, that is not making me dig deeper into the hole in my head than I already am. I want that place to help me get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That escape.
Yes. And I completely get people who, it's like, hey, I'm chasing this coin. Daddy my whole life. And where that's something me and him have both battled with.
Yeah, trust me.
Where he's like, Micah,
I finally
like, you gotta go for the money.
I know what he's talking about.
And I do too. I completely know.
Yeah,
but that doesn't mean I don't agree.
That's
but
what
I hear you.
It's so different because it's like with you, like you said, like you're looking for that fulfillment from your job. You mm-hmm. want that enjoyment, that positivity. If it's a negative vibe, negative energy in there, like, it's time to go.
Yes.
It's time to move on to something else. Because I'm going home still bitching about stuff going on 6 hours ago on my shift.
And it's not even in my control.
And
that's
none
the part
of these
that pisses
people
me off.
That I'm taking out those frustrations don't have nothing to do with that.
And they don't give a fuck about me once they walk out of them
yeah,
doors.
Yeah, and it's like, but it doesn't matter because I'm bringing it home. So, you know, Kevin's getting it. Reese's feeling that energy. Mommy and Daddy getting
yes.
it. It's like,
this
and that's
why
not
I just
fair.
Left my employer.
And yeah, it's just
yes.
like, that's how you are. Whereas me, it's like, you can try to make me as miserable as you want to at work, but guess what? I'm good at my job. So you're not going to fire me.
You're not going to even make me quit.
Yeah, you're not going to make me quit. You know what's going to make me quit? That next offer that's $10, $15 more.
And see, that's where we are cut from the same cloth.
Yes.
Because if that right, I am never not looking because that's the person that my father raised me to be. You never aren't looking.
No.
Even if you are happy.
Yeah.
Even if I am fulfilled.
I really love all
doesn't mean
all
I can't
jobs,
stop looking.
And I was sad to leave most of them.
Exactly.
But guess what?
If somebody else
came up, opportunity presented itself. Sometimes I'm not even looking.
Everything
you know, my last
for a
two
reason.
Jobs, I wasn't even looking. And they came and found me and I said, you know, that sounds good.
There you
Let's
go.
Go for that.
And your bank account thanks you.
It does. And my mm-hmm. boyfriend thanks me. You know? Like, he's super happy. Like, girl, I'm so proud of you, girl. You're doing so much better. You can buy dinner. Wait, did I pay for that? No, babe, I had it. Oh, my God. Like, he's so proud. Like, and that's what I love.
That's what
like,
she seeks.
Literally,
that is what she works for.
That is one of my biggest motivators to be like, babe, I got it. That's been my motivator
yeah.
since we've been together because I have a man that takes better care of me than I deserve. And I have wanted nothing
Don't
more
yeah.
but then to switch it. I'm not that woman as much as you know. Oh, yeah, I want to be mommy and not work. And I don't want to have to work. That's my thing. I'm always going to work
mm-hmm.
because I get bored.
Yep.
But I definitely don't want to have to work. But I also don't want to be a kept woman
yeah.
who's living off of her man. I don't want that.
And no offense to those
no
who decide
to
do
those.
That. But that's
like,
just not that's
just
not the life for
that,
me.
That's not the life for
it
me either.
Not,
and I feel like
not.
That's not how we were brought up.
It is not how we were brought
you
up.
You know, like we had an instance where our mother did work a good point, a good, you know, time of our life.
And that showed us something.
Yeah. And what happened was out of her control to make it so she has to do what she's doing now, and that's what she can do as far as to bring in income.
Mm-hmm.
That is what she can do, and nothing is wrong with that because, again, that is out of your control. There's
yeah.
nothing that you could have done. There's nothing that you could have said to make what happened not happen. It just is.
Yeah.
And like I said, there's nothing wrong with that, and no offense, girl, you earned it. You got three beautiful kids. You got a hell of a marriage. You know, you've kept a good home, a happy home. Your husband always has some love to come home to.
Yeah, and
so guess what? You know, you did your time.
You did.
And
you
now
earned
you
it.
you can relax.
And fuck the people like even me from time to time who want to pass judgment in a way.
Yeah.
Fuck us. Screw
Literally.
Us. Seriously.
Never.
Do you live you?
Yes, and that's everyone needs to think that way where it's like who cares? You know, that's like, as I get older, you know, I've always been that, you know, free spirit, I would say, where it's just like, I don't really care what people think. You know, of course, when you're adolescent, it's different. You care a little more. But as you get older, you just notice, like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, who are you?
Like, thank you.
Like,
that's it right
you?
There. Who are you?
Yeah, like, I remember I went out. We're getting all types of crazy topics. Whatever. It's cool. But I went out with a friend of mine. We were at the movies, and you know me, I'm just goofy and stupid and silly. I just do whatever.
When was this?
This was, what did we go see? I don't even remember what movie we went and saw. I'm not even going to lie to you. This was maybe like year before last. I went to the movies with Blanca. We're just going to say it was with Blanca. You know, hey boo, love you, but I'm definitely finna shout you out. So we went to the movies, and you know, me and Blanca, we're best friends, but we're so different in so many ways, and I just don't care. I'm so goofy, I'm so silly and dumb, mm-hmm. I just do whatever. And we go up to the concession stand, and I was like, can I get a soda? I just want a large soda. He's like, tells me the price, it's like $10-$11, and I'm like, for a soda? And he's like, yeah, and I'm like, y'all trying to make me poor. And he's just like laughing, and I was like, I'm gonna have to go out on the street corner and work tonight. And he's cracking up, and Blanca's like, oh my god, Chelsea. And we go off, and I was like, he thought I was funny, and she was like, I can't take you nowhere. And I'm like, see, that's the thing. Yeah, it's just like, man. But why? I'm never gonna see that concession stand worker again. And exactly. Guess what? If I do, I'm gonna make him smile because he's gonna remember that's that silly girl from the movie.
Dude,
like, who doesn't want to be that person?
That's so real.
Yeah, it's just like those things. It's like you just can't be worried about people.
No,
like,
don't cares? Be worried
like,
about other
and
people.
And I understand, you know, like modesty and you know, you gotta tone it down in certain crowds and all that. You know, you don't want to be that crazy person.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I had a cough.
But it's like, why though? Like, I could care less if those people are pointing at me and laughing and staring, and or them people are pointing at me and talking about me. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, I'm having a good time.
Thank you. Fuck
I'm
them.
Living life and I'm enjoying myself.
And like, I mean that in the most respectful
way. Yeah,
it's
just like, who cares? Like, it's just you. A certain point in life, it's just, it's, you know how much energy it takes to care about what everybody else thinks?
Do you for you?
Like, do you realize how much time you waste worrying about what everybody else is thinking?
But why?
Literally, who is that? You know what you mean, worried about
Thank
yourself?
Thank you. Who is that? Who is that? Who the fuck
you
is
know,
that?
Do you know them? Is that your priest? Your
I pastor? Had no idea they held your key right? to heaven. Oh yeah. Shit, my
I
bad.
I didn't know it was Judgment Day already. Like, come on now, y'all. Like,
that's real.
We gotta just, as a society, do better of just getting rid of the judgment. But even if it doesn't go away, just ignore
yes.
it.
Yes, get out of your own head.
Yeah, just,
let it go.
Exactly, because if anything, you might want to look at yourself and wonder, why are their opinions so important to you?
Yes. Why is it making me feel this way?
Yeah, why is it making me feel like
because that's self-reflection.
I need to quiet
yes.
down, or I need to chill out, or oh, let me go sit down. Why? Why is it making you feel that way? What's going on inside that you're doubting yourself?
Exactly. What?
It's just like, why can't you just be you, and that's enough? That's good enough, and you just assume everybody's accepting it. And if they're not, oh well, that's not my problem. Keep it moving. Like,
exactly.
It's just, it's definitely, it's interesting to see, you know, different types of people and the different ways of life and just.
Yeah, we're all misfits.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty we're all much. Misfits.
And that's why I said that in the beginning. It's like, there's not one person that's never felt this way. And that's why I want people to see that it's not a negative feeling when you feel that way. Like, don't make it into something negative and destructive.
And step far away from those who try to make you feel like that's a negative feeling you have.
Turn it
because
into
even
a
though exactly, even though our parents, our mother did not feel like very good hearing her daughter say that, she still took the time to listen to why. She still took the time to understand. And in the end, those parents help that child understand, you know, you're right. But that's okay. That's okay. That's it right there. You can feel how you feel when you want to feel it. And it's okay. And the people who try to tell you it's not, those are the people you need to separate yourself from.
For sure. Those are not the people you want around you. Because nothing is wrong with feeling. And people need to realize you can't hold against anyone how they feel.
No. And it's okay if they try to help you understand the perspective. mm-hmm. that they have if, behind your feelings. Yeah, but if they try to...
it feels like they're coming at you mm-hmm. because that made you sad or that made you mad. And that's what they're picking apart and jumping on you for. And it's not about understanding where they were coming from when that, you know, whatever that circumstance was. That's someone that's trying to blame you for your feelings, for your emotions.
That's called abuse.
Exactly. And it's not okay. You can never... I tell so many people, you cannot dictate how something makes someone feel.
No.
Nor can you hold it against them.
No.
You can say, you know, that wasn't my intention, and then explain, but you cannot just be, well, you shouldn't have got mad.
No.
Well, you shouldn't have been crying. But why? Because you say so?
Thank you.
Doesn't work that way, guys.
Thank you.
Does not.
You should never have to explain your emotions.
Mm-mm.
It's just how you feel. No. And it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're more than welcome to explain your emotions, but you don't have to. Uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
All right.
All right. Well, I don't have any social media to plug, but I will plug my booze. Podcast is about to start back up.
It ended already.
Dang, I want
to plug. I love messing with her. We're all a bunch of misfits, and that's what makes this world a more beautiful place. Surround yourself with people who encourage you to embrace who you are, emotions and all. Make sure you check out Hold On, Let Me Finish, the podcast Chelsea's trying to plug at the end. And thanks for chilling with the Salee sisters for another episode of Micah on the Mic.